This is Actualize Freedom, straight talk on growing clicks and conversions on Amazon FBA from people doing it every day. Now here's your host, digital marketing acrobat, Danny Kenji Carlson.
What's up, guys? Danny Carlson here with the Actualize Freedom podcast, and we are testing out a shorter variant here. These are going to be really highly tactical, short, straight and to the point episodes with really niche experts in super specific things that are going to help you grow your Amazon business. And on this one, we have Orion Avedon, and we're going over how to make the most of your excess inventory in Amazon. And she has a really powerful framework that we're going to go over here, as well as an actual Excel spreadsheet that's going to help you calculate it. So again, this is going to be highly tactical and super practical. And at the end, she's even going to tell you where you can get your hands on this exact spreadsheet that we're going over. So welcome. Maybe let's start out just with a little bit about how did you become the niche expert in this? This is something very specific, obviously.
Yeah, it is. It's been a journey, of course. Started out same path with everybody. I've got a bachelor's degree in engineering and an MBA, and I followed the beaten path. And about 10 years ago, I started going into something that I would call logic and management. A lot of the things we do in management are models that have logic problems with them. They have mostly wrong assumptions that they are based off. Maybe those assumptions were right, but now they're wrong, and eventually they don't make sense. As I was getting pulled into that, I ran into a model specifically for retail and commerce and e-commerce and inventory. And being an avid shopper, that really got my attention. Investigating more and more into the world and realm of inventory, specifically in retail and e-commerce, I realized a lot of sellers have excess inventory. And we look at all the excess inventory that we come to as one big, big chunk of drama, of scaredness, of being afraid of what to do now. I don't want to lose money. I've invested. I have to do this, I have to do that, and it's wrong. And there is so much that can be done if you know how to look at your excess inventory and how to flush it out of your system productively and with profits. This is how I got here.
Okay, well, perfect. Well, I know this is a topic that bores most people to death, so we are so grateful to have experts like you to really understand it and break it down so we don't have to become the experts on this and dive into it more than we want to. So really appreciate people like you. Maybe let's hop over to you got a really great PowerPoint slide that goes over your model that you've come up with after years of working with excess inventory. Maybe let's dive into that.
So here's the thing. Even though we have excess inventory, it's on different SKUs, on different SKUs, and each SKU has its own behavior. So if you look at this model, at the bottom you have the SKU behavior, whether it's a fast runner, that's your top 25 sellers, it's a middle runner. So not a very fast runner, but not a very low laggard, or how do you say it? And then you have your bottom 25. Those are items that the market is signaling to you very, very hard that they don't want them, at least not at this price. And then going up on the y-axis is how much inventory you have. And I'm looking at it not from a unit perspective, but rather from a time perspective. So enough excess inventory to last 6 months on top of your target, enough inventory to last 12 months on top of your target, and over 12 months on top of your target. Now, this is an extreme case for some products that have a short shelf life, and you can look at it as short-term, mid-term, and long-term instead of 6, 12, and over 12 months. But for many products, this is a logical distribution. And so we have this kind of metrics that starts at the bottom left with your top sellers that don't have a lot of inventory and ends at the top right. Did I say top left, bottom left? Top right with your least good sellers, worst sellers, and the most inventory. And then the color scheme here, going from green to red, is what you need to think about. What kind of action you need to take, what kind of danger these represent. So the bottom left, your top 25 low excess inventory amount. The inventory here only needs to be tracked. These are items that sell anyway. You actually need quite a lot of inventory from them. Something happened and you overstocked. It might be that you bought a little bit too much, or that sales just scaled down a bit for some reason. You still are going to sell these at full price. You're not going to make any specific marketing efforts for this excess inventory. Just track it and keep your day-to-day actions going. As always, you are trying to increase your pace of sales. As always, you are trying to make more people aware of your inventory. This is a good place to do awareness campaigns because these are things people want to buy.
That stuff's going to sell pretty easily, right? And just for the people who are listening in on the podcast, we have a matrix in front of us here. So if you guys want to see this, head over to the show notes at actualizedfreedom.com and you'll be able to download all this stuff and see what we're looking at. But really what we're looking at here is just a matrix that makes it very easy. You know, if your inventory is 6 months or less, then do exactly this. Or if it's not going to move in 12 months, then you're doing exactly this. So that's just what we're explaining for the people who are listening on the podcast here.
Thank you, Danny. Well, as you go up in the amount of inventory, even though these are good sellers, it's becoming more and more critical to do something about this excess for two reasons. One is that excess inventory means money that isn't moving. Your money is stuck in those units, and it's affecting your cash flow. The other reason is that the longer an item sits in your stockpile, the higher the probability that it will stop being a good runner and start slowing down, and you will have more and more problems getting it out of your hands and into a customer's hands. So as we go into the midterm inventory level, so we're still talking about top sellers, but you have enough inventory for a midterm horizon. For me, this is defined as 6 to 12 months. You don't want to reduce prices a lot, but start thinking about some kind of price reduction, maybe a small dedicated discount, maybe an upsell on a different item. But start thinking of ways to generate more traffic and more demand for this. And start doing dedicated marketing, focused marketing here. And nurture these SKUs. Try to make sure they are on track and selling well, and fix anything you see that is broken. If this is on Amazon and a listing has deteriorated, look to see whether it's traffic, whether it's conversions, and fix it. As we go up to the long-term inventory, still good sellers, but we have a lot of excess inventory, enough to last us for more than a year. We start thinking about real price cuts. So in this case, I would upsell price cuts. So sell this at a full price for somebody who wants it, but also offer it as an upsell on one of the better sellers with a price cut. And keep dedicated marketing. Think of ways to get traffic and demand for these SKUs. With this figured out, we go to the middle sellers. Now, let me jump out of the matrix for a minute. Where do you start? You start where your bigger number is. You look at your analysis, you figure out where you have the most inventory and the most risk, and you start there. As we go to the middle.
And I just want to zoom out for a second here. I just love that you have exactly all the criteria laid out. It's like if it is 0 to 6 months and it is your middle 50% of your selling SKUs, then do exactly this. And like these kind of heuristics are so useful for people who can just take someone who has really dove into this and really figured it out and just use it for their own business, right? This is literally a plug and play template that we're learning right here. And instead of you going into your business and trying to tweak a few little things and just doing it based on your gut feeling when you don't really have experience doing this, you can just literally take exactly what we're learning right here and apply it to your own business. So
right.
Just continue on. We're in the middle 50% here.
Middle 50% at the bottom. So about half of this big chunk will be on basically not about exactly half of this chunk is a better sell is closer to the better sellers, and half of this chunk is closer to the low sellers. This is your in between kind of section. I still don't want to go deep into price cuts, and I don't want to go deep into marketing spend. So for the low inventory pile, if I have middle sellers that don't have too much excess inventory, I still don't want to give them deep discounts, and I want to do tag along marketing. So I will look for some kind of marketing activity that is already happening in the top 25% boxes and tag along there, whether it will be an upsell, whether it will be an additional item that you put on your brochure, whether you're doing influencers and you send them three best sellers and one middle seller. Just don't try to don't pour money into this. It has not sold so well on its own, and driving it is not very productive, but still don't lose on it. You still have a lot of chance here. As you go up with the amount of inventory in the middle section, so our middle 50 and medium length horizon, this is where we start looking into price cuts, and I would do upsells here, only upsells. If I'm going to cut prices on these items, I want them to help other items sell, not just lose me money. And still go along with tag along marketing. Do not spend specific money on these items. Don't waste too much money because they do not sell very well. So putting a lot of money on them doesn't help them. Now, both of these two have an SKU level recommendation of assess and improve. So you actually need to look at these SKUs one by one. After you've done your total inventory work, you have to look at them and see what's going on. Is this one a slow runner because it's not getting enough traffic to its listing? Then you're being unfair to the SKU, so to speak. Maybe it can sell better if you improve your PPC or your keywords. Assess what is going on and try to improve them all the time. Not all of them will react. Some things people just don't want. Why? We have no idea. And basically, don't care. Don't spend time about the whys. This is what your market wants. Go with it and prosper. Fight with it and lose.
Well, and I love how you're making the distinction here too, because I can see in some of your other recommendations, you don't recommend that anyone bother actually improving. You just recommend removing instead, right? So this is still within the case where it could be either way and it deserves a second look instead of don't waste your time, right?
Yeah, right. And as we go up to the long-term middle 50s, we're starting to see actual loss in our cash flow, in our profit and loss from these items. They're costing us a lot of money on Amazon. They're costing us a lot of attention managerially. We're constantly looking at them and tweaking them and thinking what we can do with them. And here we have to start being very, very precision, data-oriented, non-emotional, let's say that way, very analytical. If this item cannot improve in a short period of time and show that it is going to the upper 50%, it's in the lower 50%, and it is eating away at our profit and our potential. So either you improve or you remove. And this is where I will start doing direct price cuts. Just offer this as a sale item, offer this as an outlet item. Maybe it's too early days for outlet item, but specifically if you're doing a sale, if you want to give a coupon anything that you can do to get these out of the door and see. Maybe you were pricing them wrong, and when you give those price discounts, they actually start going up and improving. So consider, do you want to keep them at a lower price point? Otherwise, remove. Consider whatever it took to fix them. Do you want to do it in the long run? Then you improve the item and you can keep it. Otherwise, remove it off your offering. Don't work with it anymore. Free up your time, your money to do a different to test a different item that might be a better seller. This is the idea. We're not committed. This is not a Catholic wedding, us and the SKUs. Whatever doesn't sell, it's no point in selling. We have these top sellers that need our attention to make us money. So we don't want to spend any more time and money on slow sellers.
Yeah, that absolutely makes a lot of sense. And so we have the bottom 25% here. We're running a little bit short on time. So let's just give us a brief overview here of the bottom 25%. This is the inventory that's just like really not moving. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is it. Basically, these are items that you need to remove from your listings, you need to remove from your business. And the question is, can you reduce your losses on them? So doing some kind of sale marketing, outlets, etc. Or do you just need to cut your losses and move on? If you have a lot of inventory that has not sold for a lot of time, stop trying to regain your profit. It's not going to work. So don't even try getting a profit out of it. Donate it, write it off, move on. You're actually going to make more money from getting rid of it than from trying to sell it, because you're paying a lot for excess inventory fees. You're paying a lot because you don't have that money available. Now, as you go through this process, and this process of removing low-selling SKUs and focusing on high-profit SKUs should be done even with your regular inventory. And what this will do, it will shift your entire graph to higher and higher profits. As you get rid of your bottom 25, your standards will go up, and with them, your profits will go up.
That is a very, very good framework here. And guys, if you are just listening to this on the podcast, I definitely recommend taking a look at this PowerPoint that we have in front of us here. It just makes it really easy to visualize what exactly you should be doing with all of your inventory. And if you're being realistic, if you are selling on Amazon, if you're any kind of e-commerce business, you're going to have products that are home runs, and then you're going to have products that are just big, giant flops. And if you just take those flops as a big loss, or just try to spend too much time and energy and money on trying to get them to work, you're just really going to be losing out on a lot of profit, right? There's ways where, well, you mentioned, keep 60% of your profit from moving this inventory with this model is what you have seen the results for. Is that correct?
Yeah. Basically, it can depend. If somebody managed to sell everything and is top sellers and got only stuck with low sellers, might be a little less. I can't promise everybody it's going to get all of 60%, but on average, you can get about 60% of your money back.
Well, that's the power of using a proven model like we have in front of us here. And we don't have time to go too much in depth into the spreadsheet here, but you guys saw it on the YouTube video. If you're watching this, we just had a quick little flash of that. So the spreadsheet is also going to be available for download for you guys. Literally, you can punch in your numbers and just whatever your inventory situation is there, and it's going to give you kind of the lay of the land. Maybe just a quick explanation of, you know, what exactly do you need to put into the spreadsheet? What information do you need to have? And then what is the output? What exactly is the information it gives you?
Very, very quickly, because it's quite easy. What you need to know is the list of your SKUs, how much inventory you have on hand, and how many sales for that inventory did you have in the past X months. Put X, the number of months here. You do need a few months of data in order for this to be valid. And then give us your target for inventory in months. So I want to have at least 1 month of inventory on hand. When we go to the results, and this is an analysis I did for somebody. You get your distribution. So this is the entire table. I'm sorry about the Hebrew here. This says total. Backwards, of course. And as you can see for this customer, they have a lot of inventory with the high demand, short-term and mid-term. So they have a lot of money they can free up. But when I talk to them, their focus was here, long-term, mid-demand, and low-demand, making it unprofitable for them to handle their excess inventory. And this is what I want you to look at. Once you have this, you will have the SKUs divided by their sections, so you can go in and see which SKU is which.
Awesome. So that will be available for you guys at actualizefreedom.com in the show notes there. And as well as if people want to reach out to you online, where's the best place for them to do so?
Well, I'm on LinkedIn and Facebook using my own name, Orion Avidan. I have a website. I'll give you the address to put on the show notes. It's kind of long to put up here to say it out loud and people getting it. And you can email me as well. So I'll give you my email.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. We'll have that in the show notes. Thank you so much for your time here. Guys, if you let me know what you think of this new format of the super short tactical ones, we're going to be pumping these out alongside our regular episodes. So let me know what you think about these. If there's any specific topics you want us to have niche experts on to grow your Amazon business. So until next time, guys, take care and keep kicking some ass.
For show notes and resources mentioned in this episode, visit KenjiROI.com.